Welcome to the 2013 World Under 23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chung. For the fourth podcast, I catch up with Remy Ojo Jr. again. He's a member of this year's Canadian Open Team. This podcast was recorded on Thursday, March 7th, 2013. Remy Ojo Jr., welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
So, you just spent a weekend in Vegas with your new teammates?
Yep.
Explain to people who don't know, what is Trouble in Vegas?
As they say, it's the best and the worst idea ever. Having a tournament out in Vegas certainly has its stigmas around not only the tournament play, but being in a city that doesn't sleep.
Okay. So you learned a lot about your team on this weekend.
Team bonding was a strong portion of the weekend.
Awesome. So how many members of Team Canada wound up in Vegas? It must have been difficult because they were from all across Canada, right?
Yeah, so we ended up with about 24 guys. So.
Jeez, okay.
And most of the team.
So most of the team was there. So, first impression, how did it go?
First impression of the team?
Yes.
A great group of guys who were really excited, really fired up to play. Off the field, just a great group of guys who just want to have fun and are good to go out with and good to hang with, really down to earth.
So you already have bonded with your teammates?
I would say so. I think we all got a little bit tighter after this weekend.
Awesome. So what was it like on the field with them?
On the field, started off, I guess at the coach's discretion, was just a little mix and match to see how everyone plays, where people play, and keeping their eye out for chemistry between certain players that they wouldn't have otherwise noticed or would have developed just right away.
Okay. And how were you used on the team?
Mostly defensively.
Right. That's what you were saying last time. They knew that you brought in a defensive energy.
Yep, so no surprises there. There was the occasional, I suppose, deep strike, but awesome. Other than that, it was mostly defensive.
Did you click with any of the new teammates of yours?
I think Kevin Underhill from Furious.
Wow,
we had our moments of brilliance together, which I was really excited about.
And just, you know, the 24 guys, any superstars that, you know, someone like I should keep an eye out on?
Well, Kevin Underhill for one. Tim Tsang behind the disc. Dave Hohalter as well. But everyone's a superstar and everyone fits their role. So.
Awesome. Day one, how'd you guys do? Who'd you play and how did you do?
Day one went well. We had Utah State and California State Fullerton. So like I said, both those games were feelers to see where everybody fits in. We took them fairly easily.
Okay. So day one, three games against college teams, you played them, you won these games, I'm supposing?
Yes.
So day two, what happened?
We played Southern California first. We played Pacific Lutheran.
Okay.
That's who we played first. That was a pretty good game. The competition was better than the first day, but we took that one pretty handily, actually ran into a time cap.
Okay.
But that was a pretty good game. And the last game we had Sunday was Arizona State. So that was probably our strongest competition outside of the finals.
Right.
Pretty evenly matched game up until half. Right. Everybody held. And coming, I guess the coaches lit a fire under us. And coming out of halftime, we got an upwind break. And then it just started to roll from there. So that game ended at 13-10. So.
Okay. So you guys made it to the finals.
Yes.
And in the finals, you guys?
Placed second. Not the result we were looking for, but it was an interesting game, to say the least. That was against Florida.
Okay, so describe that game.
It was a really windy game. So I guess they just had the edge for being a team that's played together for longer.
Right.
I guess we struggled a little bit. Converting the points that we needed to. I guess the guys were tired after the first game we just played, but it just didn't really come together as well or as quickly as we would have liked and have seen in previous games.
Right.
I guess they got the luck of the draw and were converting most of their deep strikes, which were a large part of their game. We all realize that as the first tournament, we still have a lot of work to do, each and every one of us.
Right.
But on the whole, I think we came away knowing that we have 24 guys who are committed to the program and who are going to put in as much work as they can between now and the next tournament to get where Canada needs to be.
So what's your homework? What did the coaches give you to work on?
Still waiting for feedback from the coaches, but if I were to look at it myself, more disc skills and a little bit more cardio. I think everyone could use a little bit more cardio.
Well, okay. So what are the future plans? What's the next thing for you guys? What's the next thing for you on Team Canada?
I'll be here at Queen's, grinding away, working as hard as I can to get up to where I need to be. As a team, we still have another tournament, Flower Bowl, I believe, which that'll be in Vancouver.
Was that your first time in Vegas?
It was my first time, yeah.
What do you think?
I would definitely go back.
Yep.
it lived up to the hype, and it'd definitely be something I'd like to go to and
just spend time and not have to play Ultimate Tournament. Yeah.
Again, I'd like to thank Remy Ojo Jr. for joining us, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.